This is Lisa Miller, and this is my podcast series, The Healthcare Innovators.
It's a great question. Understanding the key differences between an organization and a hospital that embraces innovation and those that lag behind. Things that jump right out at me are the hospitals that are willing to be creative, take a little risk, do things outside the norm, get outside their comfort zone, and look at how can they serve the patients, how can they provide better patient outcomes, but do it in such a way that isn't like the norm, right? Whether that's reaching out to their communities to understand what the communities really need, maybe something as innovative as having an outreach, and those outreaches go out to the communities on certain days of the week. And so when a hospital looks to their community for innovation, it's an important place to start because every community is different. So what would work, let's say, in New York City and being innovative won't work, let's say, in a rural community in Georgia, right? So innovation will be very different. And so it's important as a hospital assesses what their community needs that they look for their innovation to match what their community needs. You can't have it taking innovation that would be displaced in their own community. So, for instance, a hospital in New York that's challenged with space may provide services or may provide, let's say, as an example, patient advocates as soon as a family member walks in to guide them through the hospital. You know, they're trying to add new kinds of services so that patients and their families know that they care about their experience. They are tasked with large institutions, but small rooms or older buildings, but they do things in the confines of what they have to increase patient satisfaction, to help the patients. I had a hospital in Georgia who they had a very, very large parking lot, and they had one person who was hired in a golf cart to pick the patients up in different parts of the parking lots and to drive them to wherever they needed to go within the organization. And I thought that was fantastic, right? That was a specific need of that community just because the way the hospital was laid out, that they had one person transporting patients in, from their parking to bringing them to where they needed to go in the hospital. I'll give you other examples. Hospitals may choose their food preferences. We've had some hospitals that have had Subways, some hospitals that have brought in different kinds of local community foods into their hospitals. And the list goes on. What's very important for hospital leaders to do is to put innovation as part of their strategic plan. So now with telehealth and telemedicine, how are we incorporating that into our healthcare models? Not, you know, the payment reimbursement is an issue, but we can supplement telehealth services by providing better coordination of care. So how are hospitals thinking about creating a telehealth app, let's say, so they can provide to their patients so that when patients have a problem, their first mode of communication could be through an app, another way to be innovative, right? As we move forward, you'll see that remote telehealth monitoring, even something like telehealth rehab. We just read a great paper on telehealth rehab, and if anyone's interested, you can email me and I can send you the journal article about the success of telerehab. But think about it. If you have certain patients that fit into the criteria of being able to have remote rehab or via telehealth, that's fantastic. So what I'm going to leave you with today is that innovation can touch every aspect of your hospital. From the size of your room, to parking, to food, to telehealth and telerehab, as we talked about, you can look at every aspect of your organization to think, how can I be innovative so I can support my patients and their families?
This has been the Healthcare Innovators with me, Lisa Miller. For more information or more about us, visit our website at vihealthcare.com. That's VIEHealthcare.com. Thanks for listening.